Good afternoon. This is Dan O'Brien with your Top Third Ag Marketing Closing Grain Comments for Monday, January 9th. Positive closes in the corn and the wheat today, and surprisingly, a good rally late in the soybeans as well. With the report coming up on Thursday, many had expected the grains to rally, but the wheat with the funds long over 90,000 contracts may have been some evening up and expected to see some weakness. And on the other hand, we've got March beans finishing up 10.5 cents at 10.05 and a quarter, less than a penny off the highs, and November beans finishing up 11.25 cents at 9.93 and a quarter, also less than a cent off of the highs. Export inspections this morning were good, 1.457 million metric tons. That was versus estimates of between 1.1 and 1.4. That was supportive of the grains later in the day. And CONAB will be releasing their estimates for the Brazilian soy crop tomorrow. We're looking for 102.45 million metric tons. That's versus the latest USDA estimate of 102. Taking a look at wheat, we've got March up 4 cents at 4.27 and a quarter, with Kansas City March finishing up a nickel at 4.38 and a half. Export inspections came in below estimates, 261,000 tons versus estimates of between 300 and 500,000. The USDA did announce a sale this morning of 120,000 tons of hard red spring wheat to unknown. There are rumors that that is China. And funds remain short about 105,000 contracts of wheat. Now, the index rebalancing that I mentioned, expected to start today, looked like some of that came in about 11:30, and then some buying again late, headed into the close. Taking a look at the corn, we've got March finishing up 2 cents at 360. That's less than a penny off of the high at 360 and three quarters. March traded down to the 50-day moving average right around 355, and then rallied late with that buying coming in around 11:30 and again on the close. CONAB estimates tomorrow, expected to see the corn crop at 87.24 million metric tons. That's versus a USDA estimate sitting at 86.5. Inspections came in at 877,000 tons. That was a good strong number today. We were expecting between 600 and 800,000 tons. And USDA also announced a sale of 112,500 tons of corn to unknown. Rumors that that could be Mexico. Funds still remain short about 96,000 contracts of corn. We will have to see any kind of evening up heading into Thursday's report. For more detailed estimates of Thursday's numbers, you can take a look at this morning's comments. In outside markets, we've got the dollar aiding the grains down 20 cents at 102 even. Crude oil lower by $2.09 a barrel today, down at 51.90. That's off of a high of 53.83, but the corn still able to rally in spite of that weaker crude oil number. We've got the Dow Jones trading now down 53.80 at 19,910, and gold trading up $10.20 an ounce at $1,183.60 an ounce. Again, we've got the USDA final production numbers coming out on Thursday, CONAB coming out tomorrow, so I expect quiet markets heading into these reports. Weather in South America, again, a little bit of relief from the wetness in Argentina in the shorter term, and relief from the dryness in Brazil again in the shorter term, but looking further out in the 16 to 30 day, rain coming back into the forecast in Argentina and the dryness headed towards Brazil. So we will have to keep an eye on that a little bit longer term. That's all I have for this afternoon. If you'd like to give us a call, you can reach us at 877-884-3343, 877-TT-HEDGE. Have a good night.